Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 68 of the Minor Prophets. Today we continue our study of Haggai with a devotion titled, Take Courage, Because God is with you. Nancy Lee DeMoss wrote, God is enough. If I have Him, I have all that I need. Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 2, verses 1 through 9, and I will be reading from the New American Standard. On the 21st of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? But now, take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, declares the Lord of armies. As for the promise which I made you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit remains in your midst. Do not fear. For this is what the Lord of armies says. Once more, in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea also, and the dry land. I will shake all the nations, and they will come with the wealth of all nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of armies. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of armies. And in this place, I will give peace, declares the Lord of armies. Haggai's precise dating in verse 1 of chapter 2 reveals that only 1 month has passed since the prophet's message to God's people began. The prophet speaks again to the leadership and remnant of people concerning their rebuilding of God's temple. In verse 3, Haggai proceeds to ask them three questions. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem to you like nothing in comparison? These three questions are ordered for a reason. First, Haggai wants to know if anybody present had seen Solomon's temple in all of its splendor before it was destroyed. There were approximately 66 years between the temple's destruction and Haggai's prophecy, so someone might have seen it before it was decimated. The book of Ezra details the people's mixed reaction to seeing the rebuilt temple when it was first completed. From Ezra chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of fathers' houses, old men who had seen the first house, wept with a loud voice when they saw the foundation of this house being laid, though many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of the joyful shout from the sound of the people's weeping. For the people shouted with a great shout, and the sound was heard far away. When people who had seen God's temple in its prime, as built by Solomon, compared its former glory to its current state, they wept. By contrast, those who had never seen the old temple worshiped. Haggai's final two questions involve the people comparing their rebuilding project to how it looked before it was destroyed, God knew his people could lose their joy if they compared and felt the current project was useless. So he had his prophet ask the questions so they could address the issue at hand. God did not want them to feel defeated by thinking they didn't measure up to those who had worked before them. Therefore, God gave them the greatest encouragement he could to boost their courage. His message was, "Take courage, for I'm with you." That's in verse 4. God followed the realism about the temple's current state with a reminder of what he can do in verses 5 through 9. God can shake heaven and earth because all the world's resources are at his disposal. The people had no reason to fear because God's Spirit would be in their midst. There was nothing they couldn't accomplish with God because God can do anything. Maybe you needed that reminder today. Perhaps you have been discouraged by comparing yourself to someone who went before you. Possibly, you've been tempted to think it will never be like the good old days. God, who never changes, has the same power today that he had in Haggai's time. The same God who empowered his people to rebuild the temple has the power to rebuild your life. Take courage today, because God is with you. Some questions to consider. When we feel alone, it's easy to be afraid. How does knowing that God is with us change our attitude and approach to life? What areas in your life are you tempted to compare to others? How are your comparisons provoking fear? Spend some time in prayer today, sharing your fears with the Lord. And finally, allow the following scripture to increase your faith and courage. From Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." And from Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, "It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.